Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer man?
That's the reefer man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes such mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Because adult-only content on BTR is not available or suitable for adult users. It's not suitable for anybody that's not smart enough to figure out that they have to go into their BTR profile and disable the security lock in order to see this program in their in the normal on-air queue. So that's some bullshit. Anyways, that was our typical intro music here. Please join me on the air, 347-826-7667. 2 hours of stoner-related music and tidbits. And, of course, your calls, anything stoner-related or stoner-friendly, is acceptable. You know, we're going to hit up some stoner news. We're also going to celebrate 420. We will be celebrating 420 in about 15 minutes. In about 15 minutes, it'll be 420 in Brazil and Bolivia. So we will, take a moment and celebrate that with them. And then, of course, an hour after that, we'll celebrate 420 in another part of the world, the East Coast. That's right. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern whatever time it is, Eastern time, 4:20 will be celebrated here on the program as well. We are a internet-based radio program here, providing marijuana and stoner-related subject matter and content for those of you who feel a void right now. Perhaps you normally listen to a stoner-related show around this time during the week, and this is just a weekend thing. I'm probably going to do the re-up 2 hours every weekend, Saturday. I'll do it again tomorrow and Sunday. Same time, same bat channel. It's the re-up, taking your requests, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And I want to thank Miss PG and Ronnie for holding it down in the chat room here. I'm going to get into some stuff here in a minute. My opening track is always Reefer Man by Cab Calloway. And I have not yet visited the Reefer Man just yet. So I need to take care of that because I got to be ready to celebrate 420 in Bolivia and Brazil. That's in about 14 minutes here on the program. We're going to celebrate 420 in Bolivia and Brazil. And then an hour from then, we will, of course, celebrate 420 on the East Coast. And in between, we're going to be celebrating 420 for the heck of it, because it's 420 everywhere, isn't it? Be right back. 347-826-7667.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get live, man, and go to gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight, and the gorillas just shot too big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline, so that's the middle fence. Stomping through your suburbs like coke, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and litter sins. We fight for litter again, despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buff your block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth Huawei, which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission. Read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get down, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorillas just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the knife on just so you can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars. It's dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drank and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturist. Violent vulturist. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot too big. Come on, come on with it. We'll be right back.
once you're re-upping with me for the next hour and a half here. I'm sorry, 2 hours. My bad. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to celebrate 420. So I hope you're ready. I hope you have a blunt pre-rolled. I hope you have a bowl pre-packed. Get ready because we need to celebrate 420 with our brothers and sisters in South America on the eastern coast of South America, essentially Brazil and Bolivia. That's coming up on 420 for them. So we're going to celebrate with those folks for sure. I'm taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Going to get into some stoner-related news items, and we'll take care of some other stoner-related business, if you know what I'm saying. And, of course, always taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And you're tuned to the Re-Up with Vince. Check me out on the internet. Megaforceonline.ning.com or megaforceonline.blogspot.com, twitter.com/megaforceonline. Who do we have in the chat here? We have Ronnie, Miss PG. Thank you for hanging loose. Feel free to call in at any point. I need to go and into this track here so I can get ready for celebrating 420 here in a couple of minutes. So if you want to celebrate with me on the air, give me a call right now at 347-826-7667. There will be plenty to pass around, so you can lock in now for that. If not, no worries. I will be celebrating 420 again in an hour for the East Coasters. And so that's probably, you know, probably more along the lines of what you might be more excited for. So if you can't call in right now to celebrate 420 with me, feel free to, you know, try to do it again in an hour, in the second hour of the program. So, with that said, I'm going to go into a track here, get things situated, and then be right back to celebrate with all of you wonderful, beautiful people right here on The Re-Up. Be right back.
Mr. Paul Simenon is now going to bring you with Walking in the Guns of Brixton. Yeah, ask your neighbor what that's about. If you don't know what's going on, just ask the person standing next to you as we go into Tommy Gunn.
And we are not going into Tommy Gunn because, ladies and gentlemen, we have... wait a second. You hear that? Uh-oh, folks. It's 420. It's 420 somewhere. The 420 alarm has gone off. Apparently, it's 420 right now somewhere. I think it's 420. Actually, I know it's 420 in Brazil and in Bolivia. Congratulations, Brazil and Bolivia. You guys can officially start smoking. All right. So there you go. Big props to Bolivia and Brazil, the good brothers and sisters down there smoking it up. probably listening to some Bobby Marley, right? They love Bobby Marley down there. They love Che and Bobby and Manu Chao. And here's Manu Chao doing a live version of Bobby Marley here on Mega Show. No, this isn't Mega Show. The re-up. Hope you're re-upping today. I hope you re-upped already or are re-upping now so you can celebrate 420 with me and my Bolivian and Brazilian brothers and sisters. Give me a call, 347-826-7667, and I'll take your call, and we can talk about whatever you want, mi amora.
Thank you.
Viva Zapata, Cabrones, Semana Chao, y Radio Bimba, Sound System. Right here on The Re-Up with Vince. Join me on the internet at megaforceonline.ning.com or also megaforceonline.blogspot.com. And I posted in the chat room my worldtimezone.com link that I use to find out where it's 420 in the world. So about an hour from now, it's obviously going to be 420 on the East Coast, so hopefully we'll have some East Coasters calling in to say what's up. Just want to give you a rundown of some of the headlines we're working on here at the Re-Up Newsroom. This from Fox News. The New York Daily News reports, is it time to legalize marijuana? They are talking about different legislation that is being proposed in Oakland, California, and they have a little expose on that. Also, there's a New York Times article about marijuana supporters welcome a tax increase. See, the New York Times is always taking like the socialist angle on it. They're like this. They're trying to be like straight up socialist propaganda. I mean, it's just pure nonsense. But of course, they always run stories about how people are just totally strung out because of marijuana or whatever. They always point out the stories where somebody just like their life has been fucked up somehow by marijuana, because it's always marijuana's fault. It's not the person's fault. It's not the interactions that person has with other people that lead them to self-medicate on things such as marijuana, because it's never marijuana's problem. It's never morphine is not the problem. You know, alcohol is not the problem. It's people using these substances and abusing them and using them to escape or self-medicate. That's the problem. It's the behavior that needs to be corrected, not the substance itself, because it has been documented time and again. There's empirical evidence that shows that marijuana has positive attributes in many, many uses that can be beneficial not only to your overall physical well-being, but also to a lot of economic ills that fail us. Hemp can be used to produce paper. Hemp can be used to, you could run a car on hemp oil. You can make fabric out of it, you know. You can smoke it here with me on the Re-Up and enjoy some really groovy tunes with it. And so, whatever. Another story, New York Daily News says the plot thickens. LeBron James admits smoking marijuana. Apparently LeBron's got a new book coming out where he admits that when he was in high school, he smoked weed. Like, he doesn't now. Whatever, dude. Who ghost wrote that? The same guy that ghost wrote Barack Obama's thing? Oh, and I love this. Okay, so, you know, on Google News, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth story down. And the first story is it time to legalize? Second story is stronger. We veto tickets with marijuana. Some Chicago. So it's New York Daily News, then Chicago Tribune, then the SF Chronicle, New York Times, New York Daily News, and then the fifth top story, when you go to Google News and put marijuana in, you get ice cream truck driver accused of selling crack. It has nothing to do with marijuana whatsoever. But the key word marijuana is in there, because if you go into the article, like, this shouldn't be the top five results. No way. Ice cream truck driver accused of selling crack cocaine. Green Bay, Wisconsin. that's near the in the building crew. This is off Fox News. Associated Press reports in Green Bay, Wisconsin, a Wisconsin man was granted a permit for his ice cream truck despite a marijuana conviction, has been charged with trying to sell crack cocaine. 23-year-old Lavelle Johnson of Green Bay was charged Friday with delivering between 1 and 5 grams of crack cocaine. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 12 and a half years in prison and a $25,000 fine. Online court records didn't list a defense attorney on Saturday. Johnson was arrested Thursday, 2 days after the Green Bay City Council granted him his seller's permit. The panel took into account Johnson's 2004 marijuana conviction, but may not have known about the alleged cocaine sale back in March. That drug sting was conducted by the Brown County Drug Tax Task Force, which is independent of Green Bay Police. Interesting. The Brown County Drug Task Force. They're just like this entity that's just floating around out there, like the CIA. They're just kind of rogue. They just kind of do their thing. Who knows, dude? Lavelle Johnson could have been running a good game out of his... I don't even know what him driving an ice cream truck has to do with this. It doesn't necessarily say that he was dealing out of his ice cream truck. But, you know, what they're trying to make this out to be is this dude's like dealing out of his fucking ice cream truck. You know, it's just like, what do you want? You want a creamsicle? You want a fudgesicle? Or do you want, you know, a fucking half OZ? You know what I mean? Or you want an 8-ball? Or you want a rock? You know, you want some shrooms? You need some LSD? What can I do for you? My name's Lavelle. I'm the man. I'm 23 years old, and I'm bringing it to you. And I think the feds are like, we want our cut. And Lavelle is just like, fuck you, feds. The feds said, oh, yeah, you know what? You're going to be on front page of Fox News, bitch. Ice cream truck driver accused of selling crack cocaine. Just because he had a prior conviction for selling marijuana, suddenly this is the fifth biggest news item on Google News. So I'm going to... just a little flippity-do and skippity-do, and how do you do? All right, so enough of the headlines for now. We'll check back in with those stories. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, all these headlines that we're following here at Re-Up, in the Re-Up newsroom, are all in progress. They're developing stories that we could at any time cut in to report on. And likewise, if you have some sort of breaking story that's marijuana related or stoner friendly, it's time to call 347-826-7667. And once again, big ups to my Brazilian and Bolivian brothers and sisters who just celebrated 420, and we did that with them. We had a little contraband, and I think I might have to do some more contraband and come right back with your calls at 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Merci Paris Amateur.
Vístete de violeta para mí, tu cordura y sabiduría se irán, te lo juro.
Such a great fucking night of Adel Soto. Why don't you start wearing purple? Why don't you all start wearing purple?
Thank you.
want to dedicate a song to Culture Shock. Thank you very nice.
Yes, thank you very nice. Good stuff there. That was Gogo Bordello, Start Wearing Purple, live here. Or not, they weren't performing live, but it was a live track featuring Gino from Culture Shock. Okay, so I'm outside now, and it's very windy, so it's kind of hard to get my contraband in order here. Anyways, you're tuned to the re-up, it's Vince. Give me a call, the number's on the top of the screen. Join me on the internet at megaforceonline.ning.com. I just joined Ace Killer's got his own ning.com now. I don't know if you've seen that. But I just signed up for that. So, I love Ning. I'm all about Ning. So, Ning me at megaforceonline.ning.com. Or check out my mega blog at megaforceonline.blogspot.com. This is the re-up. I am re-upping as we speak, in a matter of terms. We're recording remote right now, so we appreciate you standing by. We have plenty more news and headlines to cover. I touched on those few headlines earlier, and we'll update those stories and the other stories that we're working on here in the or down there at the at the Re-Up newsroom. I'll talk about my God. Wow. My bad, yo. But it's terrible radio. It really is. It's depressing. I apologize, folks. I had to re-up on the air there. That was a little mini re-up on the re-up. Of course, there's two different definitions of the re-up. The first definition is always when you're totally out, you're 100% dry, and you get on the horn with your dude, and you're like, dude, I need a re-up. So that's the first definition. Second definition is what I just did right there. So give me a call. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay, Big Vince in the Bay. Your mega dude, a.k.a. Mega Vince now. We have three accounts now. I'm trying to emulate the In the Building crew. because they have, and the billing crew's got like 10 accounts, dude. I just have 3 now. So Vince in the Bay, if you haven't heard, is the account that's tainted, has been red flagged by BTR. It's kind of trippy. I can only do one broadcast a day. It can't be during prime time. And that's it. And it doesn't matter if it's an hour, 15, or if it's only 15 minutes. I do one broadcast, and my whole day is crossed off. So you're only going to catch Vince in the Bay. Is only going to do pretty much weekends. Vince in the Bay will be doing the re-up here every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon Pacific. That would be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mill Time. The re-up with Vince on weekends here on BTR. There you have it. I want to thank Ms. TG for hanging out. She was very gracious last night and let me take her spot. She decided she was doing it for mixtape, and so she didn't do the sidebar. So we did a party with Vince, which if you go in the archives, the last show I did last night, I had the news lady on. Whew. And man, news lady knocked it out of the park. We chopped it up for at least a half an hour, I think. And she was really insightful and sexy and intelligent and articulate. Of course, like any news lady would be. If she's a professional news lady, she's bringing it, you know. She's a pro. But, you got kind of a behind-the-scenes sort of feel for what a real news lady really is underneath the makeup and the lights and the microphones. Speaking of microphones, I'm going to take off here in a little bit after I finish my show. I assume Milwaukee music must be coming up. So I'm going to duck out and go down to the Guitar Center here and try to pick me up a brand new microphone so we can start recording some commercials. Some fools don't have to start downloading my podcasts and chop up my words and stuff. I'll just record it proper on a good mic. You know, not through the phone bullshit. Anyways, taking your calls. 347-826-7667. I'm away from the switchboard right now. So if you're holding, please be patient. I'll be with you shortly. I'm just finishing my smoke here. And, So it's a beautiful, vainglorious day. Not a cloud in the sky here in the Bay Area. Beautiful day for a bike ride. I think I'm going to take a bike ride down to the Guitar Center and pick up a microphone and record some commercials and some, just so I don't have to on the air say every time, visit me at megaforceonline.ning.com. I'll have it pre-recorded, so I just play that shit instead of staying and saying it. Come on. Anyways, I digress. So I couldn't schedule a show for my normal time tonight. Usually I do 7 p.m. Pacific, but it was all booked. So the best I could do is 8 p.m., so I'm going to do an 8 p.m. show. It'll probably be just an hour. It'll be 2 hours, but I'll probably do the second, or at least at some point, cross over to Sidebar and see what's cracking over there. Assuming there's a sidebar tonight. If not, then I'll just let my shit go. And like I said last night, it worked out great. I had the news lady on. If you want to hear the news lady on the air with me, check the archives from yesterday. It's the Party with Vince featuring news lady. She came on in somewhere in the second hour, I think.
kid in the hood. That's how we do. Okay, I'm going to jump back into the studio here. Thank you, Pamela. Appreciate that. Pamela's holding the door for me. She's such an angel. She's not technically an angel, though. She's technically a mega ho. That's how it is. Alrighty. Settling back in here. Once again, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And there's zero people on the line. Good. Perfect. Everybody's still oh, it's only Miss PG now. Perfect. Here, maybe this will wake Miss PG up. You're tuned to the Re-Up with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
In my project. But if you ain't from where I'm from, like some dog, don't come, or you getting beaten. Yeah, we cheating, dog, that's automatic. We greedy, but we trying to beat the needy dog with all the capital. Steal from the rich and give to the poor. We sell a few drugs, bust a few slugs, and pimp a few hoes. Don't let us find a dick and higgity. Dog, we turn them into spiggities with shorties off and riggity. So if you ain't from here, I'm with my guys. Don't even roll through the play, cause all the traffic getting minimized. Cries for help, cause you got carjacked. Niggas are rolling for a minute and pass it to the heist to sell a car back. And once you get it, you'll be stripped down. Thugs, they got your sister mania dubs and want your crib now. Y'all better get a hood respect, cause I pay to play for a day up in my project.
My project stick in my project. Everybody
in my brain.
My project stick, don't come to my project if you ain't with
my project.
My project stick in my project. Everybody
in my brain.
My project stick, don't come to my project if you ain't with
my project.
Now let me tell you about them kingpins. Drop watches, pay bins on the rings, bringing 15 in. They dishing it out, they keeping it in circulation. They dodging the feds, the suckers is player hate. The whole hood stacked up and out of pole, walking on the showroom floor buying lag trucks. They stuck in the ghetto by choice, but if they go, it's jacuzzis and condos with a Rolls Royce. Now voice your opinion. You heard about the war on drugs? I want you to tell me who you think winning. Spending money by the pile, throwing dubs on the bourbon with the dubs, and they twerking, bumping cuckoo cows. And the hood love hood rats on the bus stop, shaking they like it's hot with some good cats. Y'all better get a hood respect, cause it pay to play for a day up in my project. The block watch still peeking out the attic in case you run up. With diamonds and furs, his and hers, shopping sprees with ease to fill up a 2,000 Suburb. Dog, my project got taste, although the rent ain't nothing but $250. We sporting $5,000 drapes, making it happen or snapping to avoid that. Anchor hit me up with plenty tracks to keep a player rapping. To put my city on the map, here with $1 million vocal cords, I can afford $1 million on the track. You do the adding and subtracting, wasting time just to figure out without a doubt that we stacking. Better get a hood respect, cause they pay to play for a day up in my project.
You're tuned to Mega Dude Vince in the Bay. your Mega Dude. This is not your Mega Show. Mega Show is later, but this is the re-up. We re-up in here on the Mega Show Network, or Mega Radio. That's what I should just call it, Mega Radio. That'll be another one. I got Vince in the Bay. I got Mega Dude. I got Mega Vince. And then I'll get Mega Radio. There's going to be so many goddamn mega shit that these motherfuckers at BTR are not going to know how to keep up with me. But yeah, I want to welcome all of my listeners here to the second hour of the program, the re-up here with Vince in the Bay, bringing you stoner-related, stoner-friendly content to the program, to your day, whatever. So sit back, relax. Don't trip. We got what you need. If you have a request, I'll see if I can honor it. If I can't, then I'll just destroy you like this. Boom, you're dead. Over. Game over. But that's how we do here. Because, you know, here in Northern Cali, we only smoke the bomb. You know what I'm saying? This is the sound of me taking a rip of the bomb, the Northern Cali fucking Master Kush. Oh, fuck, that shit's the bomb, yo. Wow. Anywho, I'm fitting to get into a track here. Here's something funky. I'll be right back.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gap. I'm finna spit and hold my dick and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chaps. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, give three cracks. Kids jam packed in Diddleman Shack. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the Baptist, he'll be gat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. It's 2x2, Palmolay. Duck from a B1 Bomberay. Circulate, dozy do. How much cash could an OZ go? Till all the feds and all head feds. My skin is black, my store is red. FBI coming round the outside. Which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy? Or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes. Crabs in a barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts. Grab and scratch from average cats. Bureaucrats with strings attached. Walk in place, like a match. 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 Bomberay. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off pension trade. Circulate, dozy dough. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all the feds and all head feds. My skin is black, my store is red. Level of your toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beat and grind. Try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide. Might as well just stay in the fight. 2x2, Bomberay. Duck from a B1 Bomberay. Ain't about the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off extra trade. Circulate, dozy do. How much cash could an OD grow? Till all the feds and all hair feds. My skin is black.
The superhero. Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a bob that just won't stop. When the joint gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick chong, 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 tick chong.
Walk like a
Oh yeah, we're back. We're back. That was High as Wu-Tang Get from the Wu-Tang Clan. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Ronnie and Ms. PG for laying low in the cut and just kicking back with us here on this Saturday afternoon. If anybody feels like calling in, 347-826-7667. We're getting dangerously close to celebrating another 420, this time on the east coast of our great continent, in our country, the United States of America, or the country formerly known as the United States of America. So we're gonna count that down shortly. If you want to come on the air and help me wish those on the east coast a happy 420, feel free to do so. The number is 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. yeah. All praise Jah Rastafari, the Almighty. You are tuned to INI Produzione Presente. Mega Dude Produzione. Mega Force is the good one. I'll praise Jah Rastafari to the fullest respect. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We're getting dub styly here. We're just moments away from another 420. This 420 will be celebrated on the East Coast. That's right, Canada, Montreal, New York, and then all the way down. I misspoke. Bolivia actually is celebrating 420 now. It's in the last hour that Bolivia was celebrating. I was looking at the map wrong. It's like this heat map. It's crazy. I don't get it. Anyways, that's what it do. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. This is Vince here. You're on the re-up. Call me, bitch. 347-826-7667. Uh-oh. That's the 420 alarm. It's 420 somewhere. It's 420 right now on the East Coast. Congratulations to everybody in New York City, Montreal, Florida, people in the South, the Dirty South, the ATL. It's 420, bitches.
You don't wanna see me, punk, get your hat flatted. Dope like a crack addict or a hophead. Fit it clear so you can hear what I said. Pothead, hothead, nigga that got dreads. Got red, stop red, get hit with the hot lead. My bed, you might see three things: high heels, my peels, and hoes and G-strings. I see things through my pimping glasses. TV macaroni teaching pimping classes. I dips and mashes, Mercedes Benzes. Mike wears tennis without the lenses. I'm off the hinges, I handle business. Leave no clues, witness or forensic. No co-defendants, all by my lonesome. Won't see Solano, Quentin or Folsom. I dope son, at the four-way stop sign. 40HK, don't fuck with Block 9. I rock mine, I'm a star, I'm famous. Got my own language, cool when I swing it. Oh, I'm all out the dough. 351 with the shift in the flow. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, mess our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, mess our own shit. Train rock rhyme from here to New York. Only smoke rope, no coke or Newport. Hibachi, Benny, Honda, pork on my fork.
Rapping is a sport, and this is my court. Do anything to win, while referees cheat. I flagrant foul and bruise the beat. Read them and weep. I'm a royal flush, give me some shrooms. So I can get much kick just. Always in something tight. Hella loud with the whistle of the suction pipe. Fucking dice. In Vegas or Reno, ask Kilo. Nigga, he know I'm well connected. I know Big Wells, D-Shows, and Harry L's. Ben and Hella Gels and Federal. But nigga, it never fails. The shit don't stop when I drop Hella Sales. Hella Mail. Call me the postman. From Belal. Born in Oakland. Yo, gang. Dodge diplomats. Fuck three strikes. Get the bitch to bat. Come on, you busy. Let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong. Too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool. I don't quit. Unborn kids. Mess our own shit. Come on, you busy. Let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong. Too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool. I don't quit. Unborn kids. Mess our own shit.
Hi, I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
I do like this. Put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirks off me shirt. Strip to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. I back up, then I start to slide. Copping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the burst. Dust myself off like I just told thirst. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Come on, don't Harlem shake, it's the Thizzle Dance. This time, can you do this on time? I hope you got you a juice, a thizzle, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you can break, start the gym, down with the core and the door and the gym. The whole damn car though, hop out and follow. Why you let the car roll? Gonna ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you at it? The passenger and driver straight. Layer up and jump back inside the shit. Why you hanging out the rooftop? Do not get moved out by them fool cops. They tryna have you guys. Other than that, you and your boy Coon Pig. You wanna learn Coon, stay tuned to this. Moochie mama freak, get your man. And show them niggas how to do the shizzle dance.
Thank you.
This is what it is. This is Vince here with you, Vince in the Bay. Today, it's, or right now at least, it's the re-up. And, you know, that's how we do, a little Mac Drizzle there. Mac Dreezy, a.k.a. Thizzle Washington. Thizzle Marley. I think is one of his names. Thizzle Washington. He's got all kinds of monikers, if you will. And that's what it do. Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, Miss PG, for sticking it out here. I was really hoping Wayne Ghetto might do a little drop-in appearance on the program, but I know he's got the day off from BTR, understood, but still, I'm just saying. Anywho, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I actually, during that Mac Dre song, I was inspired to roll up a blunt, and I've posted the picture on Twitter. Let me see if I can just find that. Here it is. Here's the picture I was taken moments ago. I'm about to go outside and take care of that right now. And that's how it do. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Hit me up on the internet, megaforceonline.ning.com, megaforceonline.blogspot.com, and Twitter /megaforceonline. Trying to sign into my YouTube channel here. I know what I wanted to do. I want to go into something. I was going to go into some marijuana news here, but I think I'm going to skip that for now. Apparently Megan Fox is a stoner. I don't know. Megan Fox is hot. I don't think she smokes. I think she's just smoking hot. I think somebody misunderstood that. Anyways, I'm going to go into a track here. This is off of stonernation.com. Their blog is stonernation.com, .blogspot.com. this is what I'm going to be playing here for your enjoyment. Check this. Let me get this queued up here. Anyways, I want to congratulate everybody on the East Coast for successfully hitting 420. We got out on the mark. I got the alarm clock out and everything. So we are good. I'm going to just sort of cue this up here and go into this track here. This is a good friend, Walter Cronkite, discussing the war on drugs, and further evidence that I think supports the fact that I think Walter Cronkite is not only a dying breed, but now that he's gone, a dead breed. They don't make them like this anymore. And I missed the Daily Show the other day, but apparently I gotta go back and watch it. But apparently, Jon Stewart had Brian Williams on the day of the anniversary of the moonwalk, and they talked about Walter Cronkite, and I think Stewart kind of gave him some shit about how he's just basically reads a teleprompter and he doesn't ad lib or do any change any stories on the fly on his newscasts. You know, it's just I mean, they just don't make him like Walter Cronkite anymore. He was he set the mold. They broke the mold and like outlawed it essentially, because they don't make him like Walter Cronkite anymore. Some bullshit. Dude, I lost my fucking. What the hell did I just do? Oh my god, I just like lost my switchboard. Oh no, here we go. So Ronnie says he had to go load up some stuff in van doing show for a party, doing 2 hours of tunes for second hour will be my show tonight. Oh, cool. Best part is open bar. Where's that at, dude? Club Flirt, what's up, bro? Thanks for coming through. This is sort of my version of the smoke sesh. Since there's no smoke session on the weekends, I do the re-up. So I just hit up marijuana news, share stories, marijuana-related stories, play marijuana-inspired tunes or marijuana-friendly tunes. We just try to mix it up here, bro. So I was just getting ready to go into a track here. I was talking about Walter Cronkite, and I found this really cool thing on that I'll post up here in a second. Where it's some old footage of him talking about the war on drugs and how it's failing, and it's really great. I'll give you the link here in a second. Let me just cue this up here. And I got plenty of time to take your calls. 25 minutes left. 347-826-7667. Club Flirt. Not sure where what coast you're on or where you are situated in the country. But about 15 minutes ago, we celebrated 420 with the East Coaster. So if that includes you, congratulations. It was 420 15 minutes ago, and that's a good thing. And that's what I do on this program, Saturday and Sunday from, 12 noon my time to 2 p.m. my time, which would be essentially 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, which of course corresponds with 420 on the Eastern time, and also corresponds to 420 an hour earlier for Brazil. So we celebrated 420 with our Brazilian brothers and sisters an hour prior to that. But yeah, you missed all the marijuana news and stuff, and it's kind of boring. You can find it anyway. You just go to Google News and type in marijuana and see what the top stories are. That's essentially my show prep. That and rolling a fatty. So I'm going to take care of this fatty that I'm currently ready to blow up. And I want to remind you all that this program is brought to you in part by the bomb-ass Northern Cali Master Kush that I've been blowing on all day here. It's the bomb dizzle. I mean, I can demonstrate for you on the air. I mean, this shit is literally the bomb. Here, watch. I'll take a toke real quick. Damn, this shit's the bomb. All right, I'm gonna have to play this track. I'll be right back. Oh, fuck.
One thing you can say for America's war on drugs, it makes great television. Administration is putting new emphasis on trying to stamp out drugs right in the countries where they grow. Yet all the heroin America consumes in a year can be grown on just 50 square miles, almost anywhere on Earth. and that four-year supply can fit in one single cargo plane. For every kilogram of drugs intercepted at our borders, it's estimated that at least 9 kilograms get through. Executing a no-knock drug warrant, burst in on an elderly black minister, wrestled him to the floor, and handcuffed him. 5 minutes later, he died of a heart attack. No drugs were found. Police said an informant had given them bad information. Good evening. 81 years ago, in 1914, America declared war on drugs, passing this nation's first law against narcotics. A decade ago, in response to the nation's growing alarm over the rampant drug trade, President Reagan began waging that war all out at immense costs in treasure and human suffering. During the next hour, we'll be looking at some disturbing reports from the battlefronts of that war. We'll total up some startling figures on its cost to the American taxpayer and to the American way of life. We'll report on its successes and its far more frequent failures. We'll ask whether this war is being won, whether indeed it can ever be won if it's now being conducted. And then we'll look at some alternatives. Alternatives cropping up here and there across the land that suggest if we can't win this war, perhaps we can find ways to peace. That's the subject of tonight's Cronkite Report, The Drug Dilemma, War or Peace. Presidents have prosecuted their war on drugs. Federal expenditures, our tax monies, have shot up from $1.5 billion a year to almost 10 times that, almost $15 billion. It's estimated that over those same 10 years, federal, state, and local governments together have spent $150 billion of our dollars fighting drugs. As Americans, we have not only the right, but the duty to ask, is that money well spent? So our first estimate is a startling one. Of the 260 million Americans now alive, 77 million of us, almost a third, have tried drugs at least once in our lifetimes. And the government estimates that almost 40 million Americans continue to use drugs right now, today, at least once a year. 10 years into the all-out war, America has the highest rate of drug use per capita in the industrialized world. There's at least some good news. Casual drug use, that's Americans who use narcotics irregularly, every few weeks or so, largely white, middle and upper class cocaine users, has dropped steadily since 1985, from 22 million to around 12 million. That's a reduction of almost half. But the hardcore of America's drug abusers, some 2.7 million people who use illicit drugs more than once a week, has remained undiminished year in, year out. For a while, it looked as if our children were giving us some good news. Use of illicit drugs by high school students trended steadily down from 1985 to 1991. It looked like victory in perhaps the most crucial battle of all, but no more. In 1992, that trend suddenly reversed. Today, war or no war, drug use in the schools is going back up. And our children say they're less and less convinced of the dangers of drugs. What do we do now? Redouble our efforts? Pour ever more billions into the war we've been fighting these past 10 years? Get tougher still? Build more prisons?
Oh yeah, bop, Dub Stiley. Walter Cronkite there. It's just the first part of like 13 parts off of YouTube. It's really, really, really wild, wacky stuff. So there you go. Check out Stoner Nation. They have a cool blog. Love Club Flirt, south side of Chicago. Holla at your boy. Yeah, take a nice long pull off that sticky bomb, because you know that's how I do, and that's how we do. Miss PG has been awoken from her slumber. Well, hello, Mr. Club Flirt. Meow, Miss PG is suddenly awoken. This is gonna get good. Oh yeah. Feel free to join us on the internet at megaforceonline.blogspot.com or megaforceonline.ning.com. Miss PG in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Club Flirt in the building. Appreciate it. I'm going to keep it stoner related, hopefully, for the next 15 minutes here. I'm going to bow out. I believe, Miss PG, maybe you can do me a favor, Miss PG, and let me know, is there Milwaukee music today? Miss PG, wake up. Oh, she's already up. Miss PG, is there going to be Milwaukee music tonight? Should we plug Milwaukee music? Apparently Club Flirt has some sticky. Alright, we're getting nowhere with this. I want to welcome Z23 and YG into the fold here. You're tuned to the re-up with Vince in the Bay. This is stoner related material, so if you're easily offended by marijuana related content, you might want to look elsewhere. But if you're enjoying marijuana content, now, like for example, Miss PG, she is not a consumer. She supports people that are consumers, though. So it's all good. Anyways, big ups to Z23. Z23 was one of my first friends here on BTR. We met up when I first started out. And I think he was on my first show ever, and I think I was on his first show ever. So look in the archives. That's pretty much what it do. So we're going to try to navigate the next 14 minutes here on your re-up with Vince. I appreciate Nobody for calling today. No, there's not a user on here named Nobody. There's literally not a person who called in today on my show. Hopefully it's because everybody's just too damn wasted or burnt out to do anything about it. It's the only excuse you people have, really. So I'm going to wind things down here. But still time to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I'm going to go on a little bike ride after the program here, try to listen to some Milwaukee music, and then maybe I'm going to go head up the Guitar Center and try to get myself a brand new microphone so I can record some proper vocals and PSA type spots and stuff, and do something proper for like bumpers and stuff on my show. And hopefully you guys will dig it, and I'll try to one-off some stuff for the In the Building crew and get you guys some. Like, I want to do a I don't know if you're listening to this, PG, but hopefully you are. I propose doing a commercial. I'm going to do a commercial for Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. It's a new deodorant scent. It's his own. It's actually a deodorant. It's a small independent brand called Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. And I'm going to do a jingle for it. Not a jingle, just like a little promo for it. So I'll record that hopefully tonight. Hopefully I'll get my microphone and get it all set up tonight and have that for you sometime soon. That's something to just play in between, you know, songs, or, you know, you want to take a quick 30-second break to go, you know, to bump somebody off the chat room or something, or put somebody on timeout, whatever. You want to break up the mix. You want to break up the, you know, people, or you want to change the topic. You just play, you know, my Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must Men's Deodorant. Do you want to already smell like 3-day-old blunt wraps? Do you want to smell like you haven't taken a shower in 4 days? Do you want to smell like your cornrows are molding? Then you need Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. For those of you who can't get musty enough, it's Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. You must get dusty with Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. So I'm going to have fun with that when I get my new microphone. So that's what it do. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here in about 10 minutes, go get my microphone and start kicking some ass. So I'll try to catch up with you folks on Milwaukee Music. But I'm going to be in transit, so I don't know what's up. I might call in and check in. I should call in from fucking Guitar Center. I can do some fucking cool shit. In the building. All right, let's do an in the building roll call. All right. Club Flirt in the building. In the building. Mega Dude in the building. Miss DG in the building. Z23 in the building. And there you have it. That's the in the building rundown for 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes of the program. Just enough time to take your calls. You want to promo something, maybe Z23, maybe you got a show coming up. I don't know, bro. I haven't heard from you in a while. It's 347-826-7667. Once again, this is a family show. Everybody, please put headphones on top of your children and play something on an iPod for them. Maybe, I don't know, you can find some children's books on audio. MP3s. There's got to be something you can put on the kids' headphones. Anyways, figure it out. And while you're figuring that out, we're going to go over here to Street Sweeper Social Club and find out how many ways you can curse.
Now bubble, may your Pinot be sour. May that like stuff you saw in B96 with this flower. Made a famous rapper you bring to your daughter, sweet 16. Get the pride and walk out as if born with the spleen. Made a death squad you high, hit that with instructions, and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper busted. Made it make your party guests forsake they white Russians, and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be on pissing in the bisc in the kitchen. Hey, I assume your autobiography is filed in the fiction, cause only breaking back to others where you got all your cash. Do we make the revolution? I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. All my down motherfuckers, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
Minutes of the program is brought to you in part by Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must Men's Deodorant. That's right, Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto brings you his world-renowned Dusty Must Men's Deodorant to market. It's available at bodegas and liquor stores everywhere in urban America. That's right, if you want to smell like 3-day-old blunt roaches and ball sweat, get with Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must Men's Deodorant. It's available in solid and or roll-on. And you can also get it in powder form. In fact, you know what? During the commercial break earlier, I tried snorting the powder form of Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. And I got to tell you, it is musty. But you know what? It kicks a pretty good high. Like, I was flying for about 10 minutes there. So check it out. It has multi-uses, multi-functions. Do you want to smell like moldy cornrows but don't have the time? Get with Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto's Dusty Must. It's a must if you want to get dusty, or if you're already dusty and want to get musty. It's Dusty Must from Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto. And we got a couple minutes left here to take your calls. You can reach us at 347-826-7667. I'm going to step out here in a minute and get my microphone and try to record some cool shit for my show tonight. I'll look for you folks later. Stay tuned for Milwaukee Music coming up in a couple of minutes here. And that's what I do. Don't forget to check me out on the internet, megaforceonline.ning.com, megaforceonline.blogspot.com, twitter.com/megaforceonline. You can also find me here on VTR as Vince in the Bay. I'll try to be back here tomorrow, same stoner place, same stoner channel. Picking up the slack for the true stoners who aren't able to do shows because they're too fucking stoned. how I do. I had a song I wanted to play going out here, but I lost it. I don't know where it is, dude. Whatever. How about this? Disco Boy. I'm going to be your Disco Boy. I'll talk to you later. This is Vince in the Bay, your mega dude, mega stoned and mega out. That's what it do. Talk to you very, very soon.
Let's go.
Oh, damn, I'm still on. This is crazy. So here's the extended remix. This is the hidden bonus track. Thank you for staying with me this long. I want to thank all my listeners today because I had no callers. They were just listeners. Fucking listeners. What do they know? But, yeah, I want to thank Miss PG and all the In the Building crew staff for tuning in to the re-up. I hope they enjoyed it. I hope it was stony enough for them. I hope it was stony enough for you if you're still listening to this. If I ever archive all these shows, I'll cut out all the blank space in between the last track. And yeah, we'll make it a little more cohesive. I'm really bummed. I thought I had the Stanford band on here. Fucking sucks. Somebody other account. Oh well. Anyways, good show. I had a good time. Not as good as the Party with Vince episode at the special appearance by News Lady, which if you haven't listened to the archive, haven't heard that program, but listen to the archives, you are losing. You need to check it out. Go on the archives and check out Party with Vince. It was last night, Friday night, July 25th, 2009. Party with Vince. About halfway through, a news lady calls in. It's pretty freaking epic. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to finish off with a track from Galactic featuring Dented Man. This is Valley of Pain on the re-up with Vince. We'll catch you on the flip side. That's how it do.
Geschweige denn noch.